Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Or B, you shove her out of the way and then you become the fangirl.
That's a really good attitude in the Me Too generation.
I'd move Shannon out of the way and I'd be fumbling for a zipper.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
thank you for sharing that.
And you have the experience, buy a school bus.
That's a great idea.
Because I know you've driven one.
Do you think
the
I could make there's a shortage of school bus drivers. Do you think I could make some extra money?
Well, you could also, you know, you could hand pick the people you want on your route.
Also,
because
you're a private guy.
Yeah, they're not going to know if you're sanctioned or not. You just roll on in there.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh man, and just like 86 dads I don't like. Sorry, Dad.
Yep.
All full here. Is this not a bit of a leak?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Into new lingo.
Someone made a mistake. They are dynamically inserted into,
so to speak,
open.
Inserted.
Or your money back.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Nope, there's nothing I can do except for wearing the earbud headphones, and I'm not going
to
do that.
I have to ask you something, Rush. If you don't mind.
Rush was when it was slicked back.
Yeah.
Well, at least he looked. Like,
I know I'm losing it. I'm aware.
He looked kept.
I don't.
Well, I'm asked this. This is not me being mean to my friend Mike O'Mara.
And I think this is the first time in the history.
Well, by the
show,
way, if you're not watching on television and you're hearing the audio, we're talking
shame
about my
on
hair.
You. Oscar's,
my horrible, horrible hair.
First time Oscar's used the word kempt, ever. Jack kempt.
I can't help but have it be fuzzy. All right, there was a time when I shellacked it down.
Right.
With my crew. Extra hold gel.
Yes.
But now I'm trying to. Now, if it doesn't have the headphones, no, it's still.
Do you want the shine?
Hey, Carla!
Do you want the shine or the volume? There are different.
Can you fix my hair, please?
Oh, no.
Oh, Professor Corey,
no.
you look good.
There are different grades of pomade or gel.
Yeah, I know. Pomade? I know. The problem is, I like my headphones to be a tight seal.
Yes.
So when my headphone comes down, it presses down on my head.
I get
and
that.
My
we
hair
all get it. I
got
to go fix my hair as soon as I'm done with the show. I'm with you. I agree.
So do
yeah,
I.
But you have you're the luckiest of all.
I don't
you
know.
You probably
that I'd
shower
call it lucky.
Once every 3 weeks. you know, because you don't have to wash your hair. I'm sitting there going like this, and
maybe you wash
it.
Your hair too much. I mean, you can shower every day.
No,
but
I wash my hair every day. I wash it once.
You see,
no,
Mike,
I wash it twice.
What you need to do is not
wash it.
Don't wash it every day because you're stripping it of the essential oils.
I'm 62. You know when I lost my essential oils? In the Carter administration.
I remember they were shipping in the oils from overseas. Oh, that's good. It looks like you're sneaking through a hole. This is Mike's impression of being born again.
I'm going to send you some product.
God, oh my.
A gift bag?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a grooming gift bag.
Can you at least bring me my gel?
How many times has he yelled that?
Do you think Mike still has LA style?
Mike has
I have crew.
You have crew.
I use crew.
Dippity
yeah,
do.
But crew's not. That's not
crew
a
crew is the best
not,
product out
oh.
there.
All right, CVS. No, you can get finer hair products across the
now,
country.
Now it looks
and
fine if I keep the headphones in the back. See,
and there's nothing wrong with crew.
Dazzling.
When I was 16.
Okay, I got your dazzle right here. All right. Speaking of products, I don't do this. Unless I feel totally compelled to do this. First question. We had an advertiser, and advertisers come and they go. Some have wonderfully long-term relationships with us, and some of them don't
Sleep
stay.
Sleep Number celebrating 11 years of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah,
pretty
amazing
stuff.
10 years
stuff.
With stamps.com.
Really,
Liquid IV gets I would say, if we had the TMS Award of the Year,
yes,
they would get the Award of the Year 2 years running for the most free product given to your family.
Oh my God!
That's awesome.
They arrive all
satchels of hydration.
It's wonderful
to the house and the office.
And when I bring this to the show, I don't necessarily know until I ask Oscar whether they're still on, because sometimes they have a run and then they take a break. Four hymns.
Yes.
Still in the bullpen, or are they gone?
Let me check, I've seen them on TV,
and that's what this is based on.
Some of the buys are quarterly.
Yes.
So they may be coming during the holiday season. Let me double check the calendar.
I just don't want to jeopardize a relationship with an advertiser, but
you should never.
I have to share this because there is a new frontier in television advertising.
A new frontier?
1,000%. Now, we have watched, it is men's function.
Oh, yeah.
Products.
I think you can get a knockoff Viagra from 4Hymns, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's whatever it is. 4Hymns has been an advertiser.
Yeah,
and I am quietly. I am watching the NFL on DirecTV. So I don't know. Based on this, whether these ads go out to the nation or it's a niche or what, but I assume. When I am watching a feed on DirecTV, I am getting the Fox feed of that national advertising, correct?
Yeah.
So when I'm watching the New York Giants play the Las Vegas Raiders, by the way, who will be featured in the news today again, I get what is a national feed, and I am watching.
There are regional and local buys built into that national feed that you're getting.
Yeah, this is true, but this sounds like
are they
might
in
be
the community,
national.
Carla? The dining room
Could
table
be.
People?
They've got enough funds.
Carla, just talk to me, please.
They put the fun in
Mike
fun.
Wants
I can't hear you.
Gel for him. Get it?
They'll be here shortly. The third time's the charm for my dining room table. After 20 years, maybe 21 years, we are getting rid of our dining room table because it was a glass on top. Carla always thought it was an old lady table, but we've kept it. I've kept it for 20 years.
What about the table you gave me?
That beautiful wooden table.
That's a table from an old Manassas 1903 house.
Yeah.
We had a slightly more modern table that was down here in Florida.
Oh, gotcha,
kind of a Florida look to
it.
And now we
was it
after
iron
20,
with glass inlay?
What?
Was it like an iron table with glass inlay? I'm trying to picture what you had.
No. It was just a piece of glass sitting up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
It's been out of here.
Stucco pedestal.
Okay. The furniture guys are coming to deliver it like right now with Carla here. And this is our third try. First try, big chunk out of the table. Bye-bye, see you later. Second try, they're putting the legs on it and they drill through the top of the table.
Oh.
This is number three. There are no guarantees. I have no idea what it's going to look like. In the event that it's a third try, we're in trouble. Thanksgiving right around the corner. We need to get this thing. We need to bring this baby home. But I'm digressing.
This reminds me of a time that my Uncle Pete and my father were moving a glass top table, and they leaned it against the wall, and it slipped and shattered. I mean, it just like that. And Pete, much more calm, much more level-headed than my father, looked at him and said, "Well, don't have to worry about that anymore."
There you go. All right. But I'm digressing from the sponsor.
Of course. So I just got word from the Nerve Center. It's Hymns, and 4hymns.com is the website.
Exactly.
Okay.
I remember.
That sounds like they're still with us.
No. Their buy just expired. So
all right. So they're on TV.
Yes.
And this is new ground.
New frontier.
Right? Because at the end of their commercial, I hope you can hear this. It's a terrible recording. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it for you now. And just imagine my surprise when I heard this end of the ad when they were giving the sell point. Listen carefully,
all
please.
Right.
Get hard or your money back.
I did not know. You were going to even discuss that.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Get hard or your money back.
I think for years we've had the guy throwing the football through the tire, right?
Yeah, we've had that,
right? I mean, do we really? I mean, I was sitting there with my child watching the NFL and I hear,
get hard or your money back.
I mean, with all due respect to I'm all for the client because they help people.
Sure.
But we have a national obsession right now.
Yeah.
And excuse me, I looked at that. I had to stop and rewind and go, did they say what I thought they just said? After all the Viagra and the Cialis and the commercials and now these brown box guys that are coming out here.
Get hard or your money back.
I think
you know what?
Did we sample the hair loss? What did we sample when it came in?
I'm not sure. I think it was.
I know I got some. Yeah.
I think you got the hair one.
Yeah. And I'm feeling great about that.
I don't like his read. Can you play it
again? Well, I don't like any. Hey, look, now you're going to open up another door because I'm going to tell you about the days of anybody.
How often are you suffering from ED? And it says every time, half the time, on occasion, or rarely. Let's go with every time.
Oh, Oscar's taking the survey. Yes.
Well, go ahead and take your survey.
I want to get hard
and
my money back. Put the criteria in.
Oh, stop it. I don't need that to be kicked in.
Get hard.
Now I completely lost my... stop it. Losing my train of thought.
That they're like, you know, these millennials, we got to spell it out for them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The dumbing of America.
Yes. Boy, America's dumb.
But Dan just signed up. I mean, you know, when I think of the standards that we... Thank you, Dan. When I think of the standards that we have to live by... Right?
Right.
And things we can and can't. But you can certainly say now that, and by the way, the narrator, Rob, that you, that, well, we'll play him one and this will be it. I'm not going to play it again.
Thank you.
Get hard or your money back.
Okay. So I'm watching.
I love it. Way,
I recorded that in Madison Square Garden without anyone there.
There you go. It's a good concert bootleg.
Someone
of the
finds a better
concert.
Copy, please. Maybe get it to me as ASAP.
Maybe.
Are we being prudes?
No, I think we're too uptight about it.
I am uptight when I think of that kind of terminology is
why is it taboo that
I don't know if it's taboo. It's uncomfortable because suddenly
not everybody has lead in their pencil.
Hold on a second. Stop it. Just I'm trying to have a normal discussion here.
It's graphite anyway.
All right. Don't you really haven't we, with all of these products, haven't we been nurtured to expect a pardon the pun, soft sell on the lingo,
yeah,
right?
I agree.
I mean, we made fun. Remember, we were. It seems like an hour ago we were making fun of the two people in bathtubs together,
right?
Yeah, because they didn't make any sense.
Now it's like sense. It's something you'd hear in a porno movie.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're a square, Mike. You're a square of squares.
That word to me. Is just as that it's as graphic as it gets. It's as graphic as it gets. I can't get are you yet? You know, I am so
I think that you have there's a personal something else is going on because that's not really
what do you mean something else is going on.
It is an oversimplification. You got to give it that. I mean, it really
it's awfully
and you don't want to hear it in front of your son because then it requires explanation.
No, because he didn't notice it. Okay. I recorded it with him sitting there. He's playing with the dog. He didn't even care. I was just going, oh, my God, let me get this.
Understand?
And then I get that horrible record. What's that?
Did the dog understand?
We'll get to the dog later.
I don't have that
within
problem.
This segment, I have to tell you, we have Winslow currently under a protocol, which is, man, I'm going to tell you something. Never seen anything like it. I mean, never seen any. With a dog, never in my life. Wow. But we'll get to that in a second.
Or his money back.
Yeah. That red rocket.
I am simply trying to tell you. I come to this show on a daily basis with a list of topics that I'd like to discuss.
Okay.
And sometimes that is impossible with you two.
Focus on the ad.
Yeah. We should reset by hearing the tape again.
Yeah. One more time, please.
Get hard or your money back.
Okay.
And what Rob said was for the announcer, Rob, I don't put anything up anymore.
Right.
They won't hire a me. Ever.
They want
it
your,
will never
they want
happen
a
re- again.
They want a regular voice.
And besides,
they
you
want,
you
they
wouldn't
want
take
a regular
that
bad voice.
You wouldn't
they
take went. That job anyway. Because
I
you
would
agree.
In a heartbeat.
A heartbeat.
Well, how would you say it? I would say it.
Get hard. No. Anyway.
See, that's sexual.
Yeah. You've over Mike, that's too much.
What about this?
You're not repeating.
Or your money back.
Are we going to, is this going to be able to air on our friend? Is this going to be able to air on KCJJ?
Of course, of course.
How about get hard? Or your money back.
Okay.
See, that's.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
That's no, it's unassuming. How about you, Dan?
All right, but anyway,
Dan?
So, get hard or your money back.
Okay, thank you.
No one's getting hard now.
That was the anti for him.
Yeah. Yes. How about this, Mike? These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Okay. My question is this.
Yeah.
Is this not a leap? Is this not a bit of a leap?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Into new lingo.
Someone made a mistake, and these are probably They are dynamically inserted into,
so to speak,
open.
Or your money back.
By the way, we've never talked about a client, and I'm not disparaging the client. I
no,
think it's fine.
Great.
Client.
I mean, obviously, yeah.
Sometimes
love you to have them back. Science.
Open inventory, and a software will dynamically insert that.
Software.
And somebody
it was to me a shocker.
May have loaded the wrong version of the ad. This is that. You know, that,
oh no!
That tagline.
This was a TV commercial. You know,
was it that graphic
like for the
leading
Playboy
up to
channel?
It? That tagline.
No,
had
no,
to
no
be
graphic
for,
video at all. Just a guy with a beard. You know, going.
That tagline had to be
Harley
for,
owner
for Sirius Satellite Radio or YouTube.
Could be
like a YouTube commercial or yeah. something like that.
Wires.
Well, it was
crossed.
On the NFL broadcast.
Wow.
On the NFL DirecTV broadcast. Let me get to my dog.
Yeah.
This
any NFL
was,
players in the spot or coaches?
No.
No, like
no, it was the standard guy talking to a girl walking down. You know the these are the commercials where the guy let me see if I get the camera shot.
Yeah.
Right, where the guy walks down the hallway and this goes. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
where he looks
yeah,
over
yeah,
his shoulder. Yeah, yeah. Who's like, getting some now?
Got this.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was smiling because he got his money back.
Zero risk.
You can't miss.
The weather down in West South Florida right now is we are in what we call the sweet spot. It is spectacular. Yeah. It's cool enough in the evening where we open all the doors and go out to the patio and hang out. And my son is out there. My mother-in-law is out there. My wife is out there. And we are all, Carla and Linda and I are enjoying a little glass of wine. And Michael is chatting. And I even did Michael's homework outside last night with him. It was great. And the dogs have free rain and a lot more space to run That's outside sweet, yeah. and this was I've never Michael was wound up yesterday. Picked him up from school. Carla picked him up from school. I drive him down to his little golf camp after school, and he is wound up. He is talking to me for 20 minutes on the ride down. He's talking to me all 20 minutes on the ride back. He's adorable. It's great. He's happy. He's having fun. Life is good. And then we get back home, and we're sitting there, and it's a quiet. It's after dinner. We're having a little after dinner glass of vino. We're just chilling out. And then Michael starts doing this thing where he's got his football. He starts flag football in December, and he's running around with the football, and Winslow's chasing him. Then he does an end from one end of our patio all the way dead straight all the way in to the house, and he runs through the door full speed, and Winslow is probably one of the fastest dogs I've ever seen. And this dog
he's always
is
been that way
just,
that you remarked on that when he was a puppy
yeah.
that he had
yeah,
great
yeah.
speed
he's, yeah he's one of the fastest. And Winslow on a dead run full run runs to the left of the open door and into the sliding glass door that is pulled closed.
Oh no,
he Larry Davided it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
have never a seen yeah. a recoil. And Winslow Oof. And I look over and I go, oh my God, he may have broken his back.
Oh my God.
He was
God.
Running that fast. It turned out he was, we have him under concussion protocol right now. He bounces off the glass, smack dab in the center of his mm-hmm. head. The hind leg is still moving. Like,
oh
like
my
you know,
God.
You know when you somebody see somebody go down
yeah.
in an MMA
yeah, yeah,
fight
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and they put their hand up? That's
yeah.
what happened. He
yeah.
was, I mean, he got his bell rung.
Yeah.
Poor thing goes over, sits down, and we're trying to, he gives a little whimper, and then we don't know what's going on because
yeah.
it was terrifying.
You had to be horrified.
It was hard. He bounced.
What do you do with
like,
the child? You take the child, get him out of the room, make sure everything's okay?
Michael was crying immediately
yeah.
when he saw because it was a scene.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah.
an S show going, and the dog was slowly but surely. He recovered fully
mm-hmm.
where he was more of himself
yeah.
This morning. Even last night, he was a little, you
Did
know,
Frankie
kinda slow.
Respond?
No. Frankie
fist,
just
fist
goes,
pump.
You know what? You know all Frankie does?
Yes.
All Frankie does is, nyah! Nyah! Winslow comes near him and he goes, nyah!
You think he would come and try to comfort Winslow and say, you
oh,
okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no comfort in that
no,
dog.
No.
no.
There is self-gratification in every form. Food, being petted when he wants to be petted, left alone when he wants to be left alone. He is a cat in a dog's body.
I was going to say,
body.
Frankie is cat-like. He's feline.
And if you lift his gum line up, if you lift his little chihuahua lips up, you'll see the mouth of meth a mouth. Of a meth head. It is just it's just like.
So
like
while the dog,
but Frankie's taken to be in the evening, come up to me because Frankie's in bed and he wants to be comforted, mm-hmm. and so he will literally crawl up on my chest. And I say, "You my good dog," and he'll nuzzle. He'll nuzzle his head.
That's
it. That's all I get from him. Otherwise, all I get, 30, 40 times a day, as you'll hear, when he's yelling at Winslow. But Winslow's better. Hopefully.
So, Winslow, what did you do? Did you, like, go on the internet?
Did you put ice on his head?
What do you do? How do you handle
we
it?
We didn't freak out. We watched him. He is a dog, after all. I mean, right. I'm not going to take him to an ER or anything like that. But I would. I tell you, if he was a football player, he would not be playing the rest
on
of
Sunday.
The game, and we would have him out for next week.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because he was dead. But
Andy
I thought,
lied
really,
about being vaccinated.
yeah. He said he was immunized.
With his long hair. I don't know. I could do an hour on Aaron Rodgers.
Rob Ford and I were talking about Aaron Rodgers last night.
Ford.
Roughly 9 p.m. I got to say something about Ford. Ford puts in the time. There is no downtime in Ford. Like
no.
he was always grinding.
Got a good work ethic.
Oh my God,
loves being here.
Yeah, because I'll take a pass, not because I'm judging people, just to see who else is here when I'm leaving. And I'm like, damn.
Could you prioritize for me at Podville?
Yes,
the people I know by the hours spent. Give rank the hours spent.
Power rankings?
The power, well, power rankings, rankings of is it power rankings of hours spent or is it labor put in?
May I?
Hours are part of the power
rankings. No, but power rankings hours spent are not this is where, and I'm a true believer on this. You could work as many hours as you want, and by that I mean not an 8-hour day and a 6-hour day. Mm-hmm. And if you get your ass done, go the F home. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. Do your
All
thing.
Right. Well then, how do you rank your players
on output, pure output?
Output,
yes.
Okay, so give me your.
Just like
can you
four
do it
hymns.
Off the top of your head?
Okay,
what's that?
Just like four hymns.
Okay, gross. You had to. You found your way. You found your way into ejaculate. You found your way into it because that's the
called,
only thing you want to.
No,
that's the only. When
just,
it comes to sex,
it's
that's all you think about.
It's a callback.
That is all
Rob,
you ever. You have. You did it.
Rob's either we make a mess or we don't do it at all.
That's it.
Make
Absolutely.
A mess. That's
yes.
the plan.
It's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You
You're
took,
a monster.
And you took us all the
You're
way back
monster.
There.
I'm not power ranking people after that, Mike. I just can't do it. We'll get back
oh,
to
Oh, please.
No, let's do a
recap.
Let's do a recap. Here we go.
Thank you.
That's it.
Number one output, because I love my marriage and I'm a smarter man at 43, is my wife.
She's amazing.
She gets a ton of
ass
done.
Now, when you say she's amazing, you back him up?
Absolutely. Not only does she get everything done, she coordinates the fact that everyone else has to get stuff done. She makes sure that stuff is complete and she feeds Oscar.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Have you given her a raise recently?
Well, Mike, she's on full scholarship. Technically, that's a raise in life.
Yeah. Every day is a raise.
Yeah.
You can't tell me she's working for free.
No. But
give
she
her,
wants
she,
for nothing.
She's like, she's like a worker.
How about you let me, have we given anybody a raise here?
We don't make enough money to give anybody a raise.
You don't know
here.
How much money we make on that side. Let me make those decisions.
All right.
You know?
I'm just trying to
tell me
speculating. I have an interest in Podville, too. I have a vote.
Don't say raise because that'll make him think cut.
Okay.
So, things are good.
It would. So we go.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Rob Ford. Output.
Right.
Kai. He is absolutely awesome. He will take care of it. Bah, 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 bah,
haven't
bah,
met him.
Output. Yeah.
Love to meet
by
these people.
Kai is great. Kai
by design.
Great.
Kobe Kai.
Then we got. This is going to be tough. Next one up. Just off the top of my head. Not everybody, right? Just off the top of my head.
Sure.
And then we've got 1, 2, 3. So we got four rungs down, and then we have Rob Spiewak. No, Rob Spiewak would be next.
Top five.
He's top five.
Still in the top,
he's top five,
baby.
He's top five.
This is the second time you've embraced me today.
Where Rob goes sideways once in a while, he loves the water cooler. Like, I'll catch him cackling with four people around him, and I'm like, there goes our efficiency.
That's why
it's curtains.
He moved me to the other side of the lobby.
Yes.
I'm alone
Did
now.
You actually move him so
there,
he could be more productive?
There were multiple conversations about him distracting team members. Because, you know.
Because you know
because
what?
Because he goes and does the Rob show?
Well, no, it boils what it Mike, it boils down to it's been the same since high school. And I got sat down by my, I think it was my biology teacher when we were set. Right.
Why are you in the dark today, by the way?
I didn't change anything.
No.
You're
Dan, one of the lights isn't on. You're right.
You're in the dark.
Dan, you just went down to top 10.
I got, you know.
Come on in here, Dan.
When you're in a lab, when you're in like a science class and there's lab tables and there's four people at the table. And Mrs. Kirkman pulled me aside after class one day. She says, Rob, I've tried every arrangement. You can't sit with anybody. You ruin it for everybody.
So you, because you talk so much?
Yeah, social guy. Now, you see, but the problem is that
social guy.
Social guy.
He's 50 now.
Yeah, but this is, you know, this goes back 40 years.
Your teacher really said you ruin it for everybody?
She said, I remember, she said, I can't sit you with anybody. So she eventually put me at a table with Jen and Rochelle and Chad. Because we just talked always. And she said, and she just centralized the problem. She said, you guys just do that.
There's your public education system right there.
Fine. Yeah.
There was a key moment, and it didn't trigger where Rob has his own office now, as he should. All of our editors, our premier editors, have their own offices. So they can just sit down and they can take care of business and focus.
Yeah.
I did walk in on Rob in a shared suite at one point. And it was not a good afternoon that afternoon for me to walk in and see this.
Okay.
And Rob was, I turned the corner. I don't go around checking on people. I had to get some. I had to ask somebody something.
Yeah.
And it's Dan O'Brien. It's,
I'm here. Hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm hearing a conversation in back of me.
No worries.
Hey, Carla. Come here, please.
There you go.
Here she comes. And Dan's got the
Hold on,
ladder.
I'm waiting for
Dan,
my
you
got to
turn the ladder
here right now.
Go ahead and take your
Is
time.
Everything all right?
He's doing a show here.
Well, you
Is
told
everything
him to
okay?
Yeah, but it takes. Look at him. He's all over the place.
They don't know how to put the table here.
There you go.
Well, don't put any holes in it, you know.
Oh, well,
you're stressed. Okay, she's stressed.
All right. We're back.
Number three.
Third all time's right. the charm, Mike, as you said.
Back to the story at
put it together. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. Dan, if you can't figure that out, you might want to get somebody that knows what they're doing. You look confused. Okay, so...
Well, you got the ladder in here.
If you saw what I'm dealing with, God bless
you. Yeah, I swear, I wish
We're
you
all
could
dealing
see
with behind-the-scenes issues
fine,
right
it's
now.
It's fine.
Dan and ladder go together like noise and hangover.
For the future, don't lean that up against the phone, please. Thank you. That costs money. So I walk in, and it's Rob, and he's holding court around his terminal, around his machine. And I look...
I remember it was 1993,
no,
I think,
when like
this was happening.
And
yeah.
I look past Dan O'Brien. I'm like, what are they looking? They must be looking at an audio file or a project file. They're asking, maybe he's asking for some sort of input on how to transition this from that guidance. And it's an old timey YouTube video that has nothing to do with the work we're doing.
We were, you know what? Caught red-handed lollygagging. I'll cop to it. It was not, you know what? On the best of days, it was not acceptable. And on this day, it was.
Why? Because things are going sideways.
It was not a great day.
We had deadlines.
Yeah.
And when you look, I actually said to them, I said, guys, you could watch these old timey YouTube videos all the time when we're not on a deadline.
Right.
Do what you want.
Exactly.
But we're on a deadline, and everybody knows we're on a deadline. And watching YouTube videos does not help that deadline.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Aren't you happy you moved?
Well, I just asked for a report from my wife, and we're dealing, and she goes, I'm stressed out. So I have no idea what's going on.
She deserves a raise.
Yeah, I think the table is there. It is unassembled.
Yes.
Because the fact is that on the other two times that the table has been delivered and they attempted assembly, the table was destroyed.
No, the first delivery was damaged before it was even assembled.
Oh, okay, but the second
one was destroyed
error.
when it was done.
Okay,
like so there just seems to be an issue.
Well, here's the deal: do not cop to what you're tempted to do, which is saying I'll assemble it myself.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
do that ever. I don't know
what's going on. It's happening.
Even
in
if
back
you got to buy TV trays for Thanksgiving, don't let them out. It's their job to assemble and make sure it's right.
Okay. You're probably hearing this.
Good.
So top five. And mind
or your money back.
I should highlight this. Top five of the team That's ever changing. The board changes every week.
Yes,
my hairdresser.
Every week.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how you made me power rank all our team members on efficiency.
So that's that's the top of the heap is your bride.
Yeah, y'all, my bride. And honestly, and it's not about merit. It's literally because she has no off switch. I love it.
No, and she has an amazing ability to instantly prioritize to make sure things happen.
Dan O'Brien, you back that up?
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Hey, can you see me now, Mike? Ta-da!
Yeah, there you are. Your light's on. Thank you.
And
Oscar's
light.
Better too.
I turned on the light.
Thank you, Oscar.
That's much better.
Oscar, that puts you in the top five.
You know what? I am top five.
You know what? You're patient zero.
I'm patient zero.
You're at the very top.
I'm the dirty art student.
Yes.
All right. Well, hold on a second. I want to do something here.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to, speaking of behind the scenes,
please.
Right?
I am going to let Rob tell you about KiwiCo. We're going to take a break.
All right.
And then I'm going to come back and we will do the homepage.
All right.
And then later on, I will talk about the merits of driving your son to school and what happens when you're a little late. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Twitch.
And I'm Ahmad. We're here today to present TMOS True or False.
We'll tell you a surprising fact about your favorite podcast, and you guess whether it's true or it's false.
Here we go.
Mike O'Mara is distantly related to Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria.
True. By the age of 22, Rob Spiewak could already consume 114 beers in one sitting.
I've seen him do it.
Oscar Santana discovered Paraguay and invented the game Clue.
Yes. Pony boy Matt Bloom was jumped into an Asian street gang in 2014.
True.
Dan O'Brien was born with a tail.
Debbie has it in a shoebox.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center is the very best way to do your holiday shopping.
You damn right.
You'll save time, money, and avoid the hassle of fighting the crowds at the big box store.
He ain't lying.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oscar.
Yes.
The holidays are coming.
Yes.
And the holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. And this year, KiwiCo invites you and your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on and a little more fun.
Can I give you a true, real-life story from KiwiCo?
I would love that.
Yes.
Yes.
I kid you not. KiwiCo delivers a wonderful activity to my soon-to-be five-year-old nephew every month. I get a hot call after they've built a claw or they've created some sort of catapult. It's the best time of the year for me because my nephew, he thinks I love him.
Well, you do love
him. Well, I do, but I don't think about him all the time.
Right.
And then I got this wonderful call and little touch point in Boston every time a KiwiCo gets sent up there.
Now, here's the thing. When you give the gift of KiwiCo, it's not just a one-day Christmas gift. It's every month.
Subscription.
Yeah, and it's also a way for kids to have a discover science of cooking, new cultures.
It's awesome.
Practice
it's
new
love
art, seriously fun,
love
hands-on projects. He gives Kiwi subscription.
I
celebrate
it.
Learning all year long. Mike.
This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on and a little more fun, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through seriously fun hands-on projects. Give a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate learning all year long. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo Day will be their favorite day of the month. Michael loves the whole kaleidoscope thing. Yes, sir.
I've never mentioned this to you guys.
Yes.
But one of the warmest feelings is when someone you know that you're friends with actually supports the show, but they don't tell you they support the show.
Yeah,
right.
You just get to see it like offside. Like, and I remember when I went to visit Reed Galen in Utah, I walked in and there was like 20 KiwiCo boxes stacked up in his kids' like little playroom. And
awesome.
And he didn't even mention anything. And I know that went through the website.
That's
I know it
so
did,
cool.
Right?
That's
I
great.
Hope it did, Reed.
So sweet.
This holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. And thank you, KiwiCo.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know.
This is the homepage.
Okay, here's the dilemma we face right now. Mrs. O'Meara is sitting in the kitchen staring at the two guys that are trying to put together the dining room table, which is apparently hasn't been put together before, and they're trying to get that done. And it's a little tense out there. Just a little tense, because this is the third time at the rodeo
super,
for Mrs. O'Meara.
Super close inspection before you dismiss
also,
them.
Let's remember that there is a work shortage out there.
Yes.
And it's hard to get people that have done this for years back on the job.
You know what? I'm all for the guys that are out there. Yeah. And I understand everybody. I understand what everybody's going through. And I just have to say one thing. Glad as hell to be in here right now. Thank you very much. You can make fun of Jeff Bezos's penis rockets all you want, but if you make a play for his girlfriend, he will straight up murder you.
Oh,
listen to this story. This is great. And I watched
the
video.
Have you seen the video? Oh,
I've seen the video.
That is
we'll
thirsty talk
about
birdie.
A video went viral yesterday of Leonardo DiCaprio chatting up Bezos and his girlfriend. He wasn't chatting up Bezos at all. Chatting up the girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. And she's presenting the neck, you know, where it's just like, oh, Leo. She looked very interested in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, it was embarrassing, not just for Jeff Bezos, but every man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see her. She's just obviously engaged in the conversation with DiCaprio. But meanwhile, Elmer Fudd over there is just kind of sitting
He's
there.
Like, oh, I just went to space.
I've not seen the video. Did Leo have his flamethrower?
No. No, she's making the goo-goo eyes, though.
All
and
right.
One website reposted the video and called Leo Mr. Steal Yo Girl, which is what we were all thinking. Jeff responded, this is funny, too, by posting a picture of himself in the woods leaning on a sign that says, danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. And the caption he said, in the caption underneath it, he writes, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something.
Mike.
That's funny.
Mike,
funny.
There are two ways you could either deal with this is the way that Bezos did when he literally caught his girl staring at Leonardo DiCaprio like a piece of steak. And Leo's a smart businessman.
Yeah,
right.
He's trying to get away. This man runs a movie studio.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to take the girl.
He's a major star. He's starstruck. I'd look
her
at Leo like that.
This is the two ways you got to run it. You got to run like Bezos and be like, oh, here we go again.
Right.
You know, now she's going to talk about him all night. Or B, you shove her out of the way and then you become the fangirl.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's
a really good attitude in the Me Too generation.
I'd move Shannon out of the way, and I'd be fumbling for a zipper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. It sounds like America is getting tired of James Corden. As soon as it was announced that Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo were going to star in the movie version of Wicked.
I just saw that on Broadway.
Someone started a petition asking that they not cast James Corden. It does seem like he's almost in every musical these days. The Prom, Into the Woods, Amazon's new Cinderella, and most notoriously, Cats.
Oh, with the animated cat buttholes.
People have apparently had enough. The petition says, quote, James Corden in no way, shape, or form should be in or near the production of Wicked the movie. You've seen Wicked. What's your opinion?
He doesn't belong in it. It is. I don't even think it's actually going to make a very good movie.
What's the premise?
The premise is how
Snow White?
The Wicked Witch of the West became the Wicked Witch of the West, and she was actually college roommates with Glinda the Good Witch.
An origin story.
Yeah, it is an origin story. But I think it plays so well to stage. I think it'll be agreeable, but I don't think it's going to be a great film. The only role he could really play is the wizard, and he'd ruin it.
Or the dorm fridge.
The petition is seeking 75,000 signatures as of last night.
An actual refrigerator?
It had more than
college,
61.
Right? Yeah, of course.
And James Corden as the dormitory refrigerator. I love that. That's all. Okay, stars are dumb just like we are. Selma Hayek, her London house was so haunted.
Haunted was it?
It was so haunted she had to call a Ghostbuster basically to come out and check it out. On Ellen yesterday, she said, quote, some bodyguard didn't want to work there anymore because the piano played by itself. Lights go on and off.
Was it a player piano?
The doors and the windows open and close. Salma said she's seen some of it, and so have others in her house. Her daughter has even seen the actual ghosts themselves. When the expert arrived, he found, God love him, 20 ghosts. Yeah, that's a nice even number, isn't
it? Nice.
And asked them to leave. Most of them did, except for one whom he said was a nun that was praying. And he said, you paid me to get rid of the bad vibes. She has good vibes. She stays.
So, there it is. Ellen.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Thank you. All right, here we go. We said we'd talk about this team. The LA Raiders, LV Raiders, I should say,
yes,
just had to cut Henry Ruggs for killing a woman in a car crash where he was drunk and speeding. And now there's this. The Raiders have released cornerback Damon Arnett after he posted a video of himself waving several guns around and threatening to kill somebody. Arnett is also facing two lawsuits, one for allegedly injuring a woman in a car crash last year. God, guys.
Do you want to hear this tape? It's upsetting. Yeah. It's bothersome.
Is this the tape of him waving the guns
around?
Yeah,
waving around? The guns and the death threats. Damon right. Arnett right here.
I swear to God, I will kill you. On everything I love, I will kill you. You talking crazy. Like, I really did kill you. I really did kill you. And I ain't the only one here. We got a whole army in this hole. Pull up right now. It's 5 minutes away. All right, pull up right now.
Thank you. Damon. Arnett facing two lawsuits. Ruggs and Arnett were both part of the Raiders 2020 draft class. Way to do your research on those guys.
Good
well
folks.
Done. All right. So that's that. And moving right along. We are less than 3 weeks out from Thanksgiving. So where is the best place to spend it? I love Wallet Hub. I don't do a lot of lists, but I do Wallet Hub lists because I think they're fascinating the way they do it, their process. They based it on 20 metrics spread across 3 categories: celebrations and traditions, safety and accessibility, and how affordable everything is. Atlanta, numero uno.
You can go on to Peach Street, Mike. You can celebrate it on Peach Street in Atlanta.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, Rob. Very clever. Atlanta racked. Thank you for that reference.
That's Shannon Street.
That just like you lived there your whole life.
Mike, there's so many Peach Streets. I mean, come on.
Let's go to Buckhead.
They ranked first. Carla used to live in Atlanta for a while.
She did?
Ranked first partly because it's got the highest number of Thanksgiving events per capita. So things like parades and turkey trots. But 3 cities in Florida and 2 in North Carolina also made the top 10. The 10 best cities for Thanksgiving: Atlanta, Orlando, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes.
Did you do some Thanksgiving in Scottsdale?
Of course. It was some of the happiest Thanksgivings ever. You're surrounded by tens and they don't eat.
I guarantee you he worked every Thanksgiving day he was in Arizona.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll take that
Miami, Raleigh, North Carolina, Virginia Beach.
Hey, Pony.
Hey, he's not here. Ask him about it.
Yeah, but he'll have a great Thanksgiving.
Here's a weird one. Las Vegas. Great city for... I've been to Las Vegas the day after Thanksgiving.
How would you like a little more dressing?
Your stuffing and your cranberry sauce comped. Tampa, just up the road, another Florida city. Greensboro, North Carolina, and Louisville, Kentucky. Want to know the worst?
Yes.
Of the 100 cities they looked at, I'm sorry, San Bernardino. San Bernardino, California, ranked last overall. Yeah. And San Antonio, Texas. How about San Antonio?
Both great.
San Antonio, Texas, the most affordable city for Thanksgiving, followed by Oklahoma City. But San Bernardino, bad, ranked last overall, followed by Detroit.
Oh, yeah, Detroit Thanksgiving.
See, that's bad. I think Detroit's got that football game every year, so that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, I guess. But that's not a turkey trot, certainly.
No, it's not. And Newark, New Jersey is on that
list. I feel
the
use like turkey.
Detroit will be back in a decade. But right now, it's sad. Half of Detroit doesn't exist, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Like, well, but also this whole list is predicated on going somewhere. What people go, you go home, right? That's where you want to go. You want to go home. You don't want to do a destination
trip. I spent Thanksgiving in Punta Cana with my family once. That was fun.
Was that fun? I'd get away with the whole family. Yeah. If you're together, that's a very
cool
thing.
It's only good to go home if you have a table.
That's the nerve-wracking part. They're hosting Thanksgiving.
I know. That's
if they
the
don't
thing.
Have a table, have there's reset. A problem.
I haven't even checked, and I won't check until the show's over.
The whole tray?
Mike, it's going to be it. It's going to be great.
That's I'm not confident based on the eyes that I was looking at.
I'm not confident.
And now a little something. In a bizarre incident in the most populous Arab country, an Egyptian man has moved to family court seeking a divorce from his wife after seeing her without makeup a month after their marriage. Oh. Reports in Arab media cited that the husband said he was shocked to see his barefaced wife in the morning after their wedding, as according to him, the bride looked ugly without makeup. The man told the court that he first tried to overcome his wife's unattractive looks, but he decided to file for divorce after a month of marriage. No word on whether the divorce will be granted, but the man is being inducted into the Say What You Really Mean Hall of Fame. There you go, everybody.
I'm a monster. That yes. guy's a monster.
He's a monster.
That's a monster. Yeah, he's a monster.
Not cool.
But he's being honest.
Yeah.
How many people have justified bad
what about
behavior with that?
Irreconcilable differences. What about that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that look. That look. You've got the look. I want to know better. Yes, right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi again. It's me, Rachel Riddell. My twin sister Sammy and I recorded a promo a while back asking for your help in paying off our father Twitch's gambling debt with Mike so we could get our daddy back. You responded big time, and thank you, I guess. You see, Mike got paid off, and now Dad is home all the time. And well, frankly, he's driving us nuts. You know how he is on the promos? Yeah, he's like that around the house all the time.
Ugh, man, that's sour. Smell that.
See what I mean? So, I have an idea. Baking those fruitcakes every year takes of weeks of his time. Please plan to buy them. If you normally buy one, buy three. Just get him out of the house.
Ray, what's the movie with that guy who has the little dog?
Ugh, order like my life depended on it. I am begging you.
Hey, do these socks match my underwear?
Oh my God, Dad.
Dad. Dad.
Mike, Twitch's socks. I know you don't like talking about business on air.
Business.
Unless it's my business, or your business, or Rob's business, or Pony's business, or Dan's business.
Show business.
Yep. But I feel like we got to get him a fruit basket or something. Riddell, right?
Muffins?
Don't get happy.
Yeah, I mean, Rob knows him best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rob would tell you what to do for our boy, Mark Riddell, does all these promos for us and helps with the fruitcakes. And we've offered Mark Riddell employment.
Yeah, we actually have.
He said he was holding on for a management position.
we bonus him for every guest, and I gave him a nice gift after fruitcakes.
Okay, so you're saying you got him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Sorry. Rob's got it.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, maybe give him a comb. Gift giving season is fast approaching, and a plastic comb. And when you want to make it special, since we spend one third of our lives in bed, pure organic cotton sheets from Bowl and Branch make a truly special gift.
And Bowl a Mike and Branch O'Meara show shoehorn.
Now, can I do the commercial, please Rob? Yes. Thank you. Bowl and Branch never disappoints with the highest quality sheets, blankets, pillows, and throws. And their holiday packaging makes your gift look and feel special. These are the best sheets I've ever had. Bowl and Branch holds themselves to the highest standards across the board, from sourcing pure organic cotton to putting workers' rights first. All their stuff is amazing. I don't know how they do it. I just know they do it.
Yeah.
The signature hemmed sheets are their all-time bestseller, and I know why, because they feel amazing. They're different. They are different than other sheets. When you get in them, they're absolutely amazing. They're beloved for so many reasons, like how they get softer with every single wash, soft, lightweight, and made with 100% organic cotton weave that feels incredible in all seasons. They're available in a wide range of colors and all sizes, from twin up to California King. Completely toxin-free and fair trade certified. They are game changers, and I mean that, folks. I have them. I use them. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the new standard in bedding from Bowl and Branch. Their gifts come wrapped and ready in their special holiday packaging. Order by December 19th for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. The best deals of the year going on now until November 11th with promo code TMOS at bowlandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code TMOS. Exclusions may apply. And we thank you, Bowl and Branch. So I mentioned that we have been on a schedule now where my son is dropped off by the bus, but in the morning, so we don't have to take him to the bus at 6:50. We actually have moved to driving him, and I'm the drivee. I'm the driver.
I actually thought about you this week because when you use, and I take the same route into work 99% of the time, but I still use Waze every day, app. And Waze, when you plug it in, it says the optimal time for you to leave is blank based on traffic and local conditions. And I said, this is exactly what Mike is dealing with right now.
It is to a degree, but I'm also, I can set it up for you this way. The school is less than 15 minutes away from where we live. The traffic pattern is insane. The school is located on a main drag where every half an hour, a new community is being built.
Okay.
It is, I've never seen a growth spurt like this for an area. They are building. You throw that in with, they are also expanding the road. So you have construction barriers that limit the access. Normally, in a perfect world, I take them over to that side of town, take a little left turn, and then I veer into the right lane, and the regular traffic goes by. What you have here is you have the school, a large school with lots of kids, and you have construction traffic going out to all of these communities being built, and it's a log jam. So the bottom line is we have gone from leaving the house at about 6:45 to the earliest being 7:15. And then
log jam.
It was just there. Had a log jam. Then I said, okay, let me modify, because I got there, 7:15 got me over there about 7:20. It's less than 15 minutes. It's less than 10 minutes. I zip right over there.
Okay, cool.
And it got me into this line about halfway up, and I waited from about 7:20, about 7:22 to 7:25 when they open.
Right.
Because I guess the teachers need their sleep, too, so they actually open the doors.
The teachers sleep at the school?
They sleep, all of them sleep at 7:25, and it was okay. Had time to circle back and pop over to the Buck Stars to get my wife a little cup
Buck
of joe.
Stars, I love
and
it.
And so then I tried 7:20. I said, I'll go a little later, and maybe it'll be moving by that time. That was like, meh. I was in a longer line, and it was the same kind of situation. I said, you know what? When I'm pulling out, I see the cars are not there, so they've already all dropped off. They're
okay.
And so I decide, okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna cut it a little close, and I'm gonna roll out at 7:25 and
I like
see about
how you're
getting over
you're this. Breaking this, like, you're really nailing down the perfect
because it's what we're gonna
window.
Do we're gonna
window.
Do but what I found today, 7:25 is sleepy time. It's the sleepy parents. And guess what? The majority of the parents are the sleepy parents that take their kids to school at the last minute. And so we were in that line. It was ridiculous
what
for the
time
amount
is
of
like
distance.
The, I know that they open at 7:25, but what time is like the first bell? When do they have to be?
7:55.
Wow. Okay. So even then you're allowing
it's a short window.
Yeah.
What's that pass they have at Disney World that you can... is it the fast
the speed pass?
Yes.
Speed pass.
Mm-hmm. The speed pass, the or the VIP pass.
How much would you pay for a speed pass?
I don't think there's a usability of the speed pass because the access to the school with the main drag is not accessible.
Yeah, but from a business standpoint, imagine a private entity comes into a school like your son's and says, we're going to dig a tunnel.
Just the other day, you brought that up.
Yes,
They have a auction. They have an auction for... like a parking space, but it's parking.
But you can go in and drop your kid off whenever you want.
They did that. They did that at Tuscarora. The first four spots at the stadium for the home games, they would auction them off, and they'd be like reserve spots.
Oh,
so
in a heartbeat.
But the thing is that how would they manifest it for a drop off line? It's not a parking
I don't know how
spot.
That would work for me.
Well, I remember at the high school I went to, you could only park in the lot if you had a pass. But if you parked. You got access to the lot to come in and drop off.
Well, okay.
The killer for today was when we saw his school bus in the other lane because the bus is going another entrance.
Yeah.
And we saw his school bus go roaring by it. That's when the stress level in my son.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to be late. He's like his mom. He's like his dad. Punctuality is a big deal.
Just like Oscar.
Yeah. He calmed down when a couple of heads popped out of the car in front of us. And it's like, Michael! And two of his buddies from the community next door saw him and we dropped off. So, you know, it took a while. It took the longest period of time. I'll never do it again. We'll be leaving at 7:15.
How about this? And you have the experience. Buy a school bus.
That's a great idea.
Because I know you've driven one.
Do
in
you
the
think
past.
I could make? There's a shortage of school bus drivers. And I think you could make some extra money.
Well, you could also, you know, you could hand pick the people you want on your route.
Also,
because
you're a private guy.
Yeah, they're not going to know if you're sanctioned or not. You just roll on in there.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh man, and just like 86 dads I don't like.
Sorry, Dad.
Yep.
All full here. Just drive.
There's
by.
Only three kids on your bus. We're full.
But the only reason I bring this up is that on my way out, where there's another line, because it's a yellow stoplight where you have to take it, and then you see the sleepy eepies, you know, and you see they're
more
all,
moms or dads?
More moms.
Okay.
About 50-50. 50-50. And you
a little
see,
too much wine the night before.
Everybody's got this look.
Even moms are all
it's
thinking.
It's the puffy, angry
just,
look.
If I can just get him there. I'm clear
and,
till 3.
Why can't you know, walk I to know, I know you slept in or whatever your reason was. You don't do 80 miles an hour going into the school, okay? I don't care.
Mike, she had to get up, she had to make the Pop-Tarts, and then the time just got away from her.
There's one dude in a Tesla that looked like he doesn't care about anything. He was the only one that looked calm. Maybe it's because he had the Tesla. He drives by and he's like, yeah, I got a Tesla. It's electric.
Do all these people have kids, or are some of them just hanging out?
No, you're not going to hang out in this quagmire. I swear to God, it's like going into a loom. Ridiculous. It's insanity. It really is. But tomorrow, you know, we're up. He's ready to go. I got nothing other than extra 2 minutes to sit on my ass. He's in the car at 7:15 tomorrow. We're going to get over there. Oh, and the last part was when I went to Buckstars, this wonderful independent little coffee shop here.
I think we're getting one in D.C.
Yeah.
The line out to the street. So I couldn't get coffee either. So that was...
Do you have a drive-through?
Yeah, we have. They're all drive-throughs around here.
But the line was just. I mean, like the cars were.
No,
out the
day I have on average 3, maybe 4 cars in front of me.
Right.
Today there would have been 12 cars in front of
me.
Where people are just sitting there going, "We got up at 8, coffee,
Do you have a Dutch Bros by chance? Coffee?
A Dutch Bros?
Dutch Bros, like bros.
Oh, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Dutch Bros.
Yeah. Dutch Bros.
I can look it up. Yeah. What is Dutch Bros?
It's the hottest, the newest, the greatest coffee place in the world.
And seriously competing with
high octane
Buckstars?
When everyone goes there, they all pay separately. It's a Dutch treat.
Is it Dutch Bros or Dutch Brothers?
Well, it's Dutch Brothers, but the name is Dutch Bros.
Bros, B-R-O-S,
yes.
Period. Do we have one in the city?
No, I've been looking for one forever.
You know what?
And all I hear is people online talking about going to Dutch Bros.
We need some of that high octane coffee.
Hopefully there's one incoming.
Is that me? Did I hit that?
No, I did.
It's right. Coffee in the city.
Coffee
Dutch
in the
Bros.
City, Mike.
No, not even close.
Right?
Nothing around
here.
Is it
just West Coast?
I think it's West Coast.
Apparently, remember those little Kodak shacks we used to have when we were kids?
Yeah, Photomat.
Tucson, Arizona is the first one that pops up, Oscar.
Yeah.
There's Dutch Bros.
Now they have like the same type of deal, but for coffee.
Well, are they repurposing the old picture buildings?
I think they are.
Dutch Bros.
Dutch
and
Bros.
Also, everybody that orders a cup of coffee gets taken under a blanket and smells their farts. Have to take a break.
That's not a treat.
This coffee is not the best I've ever had.
Nothing says loving like something from the oven.
We'll get an update on Oscar's cake and lots more fun right here on and Wawa. I want to hear. I always like to hear about
Thank
Wawa,
bro,
because we live very, very dull lives.
Hi, folks. It's aging television heartthrob Tom Selleck. Back in the 80s, I played a Hawaiian detective on Magnum P.I. Look, this isn't my first rodeo, and let me tell you something. I wouldn't be here today if I thought the Mike O'Mara bonus show took advantage of any American podcast listener. Or worse, that it was some kind of way to take your home. That would help my kid, and I'd sell my own grandmother for a hot lunch. No, a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription isn't some kind of trick to take away your home. In fact, it's quite affordable. I mean, I can't afford that kind of thing anymore, but surely you can. After all, this is how Mike, Rob, and Oscar try to feed their families. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and start your subscription today, won't you? Look, I'm proud to be part of the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show family. I trust them, and I think you can too. You know, the thing people always ask me is if I banged Courtney Cox when I was on Friends. Yes, I did. And I think you could too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So I think, based on what I hear in the background, that maybe things might be moving.
No shattering glass sounds?
I don't know. It sounds like they're... You can tell by the tone of voices if something seems to be moving in the right direction.
Be careful if they ask for a glass of water, Mike. That's a trick to get you away for the assembly. We used that.
Rob. Do I have the right commercials today?
Yeah, you're just reading them out of order. You can do either Solo or Legacy next.
Well, let's talk about Solo stuff. Okay. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening. We have weather down here in West South Florida right now that is perfect for Solo Stove. We had it last night. A smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes it even better. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And this year, you can shop Solo Stove's Black Friday sale early. Get great deals on a Solo Stove fire pit from November 11th through the 18th. Enjoy the mesmerizing flames and all the opportunities to create more good moments and lasting memories. It was almost perfect until Winslow ran into the glass door.
Well, at least he didn't run into the stove.
Didn't put the fire out. Solo Stove fire pits are brilliantly engineered,
yes,
made with premium-grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. I love how it unpacks, and in seconds, you've got it ready to go. Easy to light, and your fire is blazing in minutes. We all have them. We all love them. It's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you wherever you go. Shop Solo Stove's best deals of the year early from November 11th through the 18th. Get $10 off with promo code TMOS, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. That's $10 off the early Black Friday sale at solostove.com. Promo code TMOS, and we had it last night, and we had it going.
The best.
Was fantastic, and it's perfect down here for that. We get a real small window of that down in Florida. So the last we checked in with the Oscar Santana family, Mrs. Zaballos was wreaking havoc on a local grocery store, a local high-end grocery store called Balducci's, when she very animatedly requested a cake that they don't make because she had seen the cake on Amazon, and there was confusion, and then it was palmed off on Oscar because he's the number one sibling caretaker.
And perhaps the most horrifying facet of it is the cake on Amazon was a soccer field made of green icing. But she requested a soccer field made of kiwi.
Which, to me, would prove problematic for
and disgusting.
Yeah. Baker. You know? I mean, it's Josie crazy. How's
Grossi
it going with
that? Is what we like to say. My mom has moved forward with the cake. It's become a bit of a cake gate within the Zaballos family.
Water cake.
Where my nephew apparently is asking for a chocolate cake.
But she doesn't like chocolate cake.
That's not the way she rolls,
right?
And
yeah, but does she not understand that really the cake
is for the
birthday person?
It's for the baby. Yeah.
Is she that? All right. Let me ask this question about your mom.
Yes.
Is she that into cake? It's a big deal for her, right? It's the big part of the.
She used to bake the cakes when we were kids. Yes.
Okay.
She used to make the icing and make the cakes, and we used to help her. I remember loading little icing fillers as a kid for my mom when she was
bag, Mike.
I'd be there. We were like a little machine, all of us helping her with her cakes.
No, but then was she selling them, or was she?
No, she was making them for our birthdays.
Okay.
Then she deferred to like getting them made, and she likes this particular Florida cake, which has the fruit on top.
So,
and now she likes it so much she wants it even on a modified soccer field cake. Right.
So
if it was a Florida cake, Mike, they should be playing Hi-Li.
My brother, who's so...
That's a highlight joke.
He's so removed from this process. He just is. My brother's removed from it.
Right.
Because he's in Boston living his life, putting people to sleep for a living. So, getting him out of surgery.
They come back, though.
Yeah, they do come back.
That's good.
Some might say we do that, too.
Hey!
All right.
He said, hey, Mom told me something's wrong with the cake. What's the situation? I'm like, dude, you don't even know. I'm not going to bother you with this. This is not worth your time.
So you're a good brother.
Yeah.
You're not to burden him with that.
Whatever you do, please. Like, he's got.
I love that your mom reached out to complain, but vaguely.
Sebastian.
Yeah.
Has this whole cake, chocolate cake kick. Like, he's been talking about a chocolate cake for his birthday. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh. Then I got to involve you because we got a kiwi cake coming. I don't know how well kiwi goes with chocolate.
Yeah.
And he said.
How old is Sebastian again?
5. He'll turn 5.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, almost where it matters.
Yeah.
Right. And he goes, almost, but he goes, not
5
you know,
is old enough. It's old enough to hate Kiwi, though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He said, he's like, well, what do you want me to do? He goes, don't fight mom. Not worth it. We're going to order a cake from Baskin Robbins.
Good
call. And we'll just pick that cake up. Mom will have her fruit cake and then we'll move on with our cake. And I said, don't do that to me. I don't want a dueling cake situation during a family. Mom will sit there with a frown on her face because.
Have we established that this Balducci's is going to make.
It's happened. It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. It's going to be okay. They're going to do it.
Yeah, they're going
to
do it.
You had to hold hands to make it happen.
Yeah, I had to call back, walk around, order everything.
It became, Mike, as they say, it became a whole thing, and it took a minute.
Do you remember the price? I remember.
$160.
Do you remember the price? $160.
Yeah.
For a cake.
Apparently, man, the price of kiwi. You're worried about our fruit cakes.
Yeah.
Now you wonder why we're jacking up $10. Everything costs more.
You know what? These places, God, if you have that place has been around for a million years.
Yep.
And they've been, you know, they've been saying, hey, Richie Rich, come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, this is what's great is.
Do you have any cupcakes?
I have ordered an ice cream cake from Sidebar. I've done this because my brother's asked me. He's busy.
So chocolate ice cream?
I got a Baskin-Robbins ice cream cake.
Now, you realize you just took a tremendous left turn because it was your brother at the last time saying they'll do the Baskin-Robbins cake, but now it's you.
Yeah, but that always means you're there, we're here. Can you go ahead and take care of this?
What is, does he want an ice cream cake, the little guy?
My brother just wants that as a backup so we don't have a meltdown.
All right. Is Sebastian capable of a meltdown?
Well, they have a pretty good, like,
The meltdown going to come from your mother?
That's what I said. I said, I'm worried more about mom. He goes, because we will tell mom this cake is for later. So, like, as an additional cake.
It's too much.
And I said, don't you think we're doing a lot just to get mom not upset about the cake that she wants?
This is our nephew's
birthday.
Do you know the details of the cake? The kiwi cake that they're making? Do you know the details?
There's coconut on the sides.
Everything kids love,
it's just
Mike.
Nuts.
Yeah, everything that children love. Coconut and kiwi.
Give us an update when it happens. Is this going to be a Thanksgiving celebration?
Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. So that's just the update. Now this is what I really wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Wawa, which is a block away from here, it's a city Wawa. No gas station. Just has convenience store food and chips.
It's on the. I put it on the high end of the convenience store.
Oh, yeah.
It is a classy. Mm-hmm. The Gobbler Hoagie and the Gobbler Bowl are back.
God, you're pathetic.
And I have jumped into the Gobbler Bowl by accident. I didn't realize it was out already.
Yes.
And hot turkey gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and your choice of mashed or sweet potatoes all ready for you for less than $5. And it was amazing.
That's sad.
You're going to ruin the holiday. The whole idea. This is America, okay? Here it is, right here. Why can we just keep it in our pants and sit down and make the day itself the special day? Why does it have to be, hey, you're going to get it early because you're thinking of Thanksgiving? Do we wait for anything in this country anymore? Do we wait for anything? It's always got to be super deluxe special.
We wait for the ice cream cake because that's for later.
No, I'm not. You know what, Rob? You know what I'm saying.
No, you're absolutely right.
To a point
where
you have
a guarantee here.
Oh, the Gobbler guarantee?
Yes.
Why do I think of Gladys Kravitz?
Because
the late Gladys Mike, Kravitz. Is she the late?
Yes,
Gladys
she
Kravitz?
Is late because her name was Potter. And so we called her Gladys Potter the Gonad
Gladys
Gobbler.
Potter the Gonad Gobbler.
The Gobbler Hoagie and the Gobbler Bowl. You're going to get hard, guaranteed.
No, or your money back.
Stop it. We're not supposed to say that.
No.
Get hard or your money back.
Okay. Great callback, though. What's on the hoagie, though?
See, he's curious.
I am curious.
There we go.
Hold on. Before he tells you that, we had a place that went out of business, which was a Chicago chain that was down here, and they used to, one of their regular subs year-round was the Thanksgiving sub.
What was it called? Because we had one on Wisconsin Avenue as well. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Do your fat voice.
Okay. The Gobbler Hoagie with sweet potatoes has hot turkey, gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce, plus mashed sweet potatoes and a garlic aioli on a fresh baked hoagie roll. They lose me with the garlic aioli.
They lose me with the sweet potatoes. Yeah. Why are they putting sweet potatoes
you
on?
You don't like sweet potatoes?
Is that regular mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes?
You can choose.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Gonad gobbler. I hadn't thought of that in a long time, Mike. Today's a very special show in a lot of ways.
Yes, it is. It truly is.
The gobbler bowl is my go-to.
And they guarantee their sandwich or your money back.
Get hard or your money back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's a soft
Might
roll.
Have to find a better
version
Great
for version a Friday night.
Yeah, it's the best on a Friday night. Are you kidding?
So you've had the bowl or you've had the hoagie?
I had the bowl on this past Friday night. And I went home and Shannon's like, what's that? She goes, don't you want grapes and yogurt? I said, no.
Don't you grapes want grapes and yogurt?
Look at this.
Everybody wants grapes and yogurt.
Or your money back.
Oh, this is a dumb show. We got to take
it's
a break.
A special show, Mike. Very special.
Very, very, very special. We'll come back with something.
Dumpster.
Oh, that's right. The dumpster. I know. Thank you. We'll have the dumpster. Don't yell at me.
I didn't yell.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day.
Didn't yell.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
I'm just talking over here, and he's going, man.
I knew this fellow broke his mirror and had to use his twin brother to shave by.
I'm going to go full beast on you.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Absolutely Vegas.
They're a fastidious couple. She's fast and he's hideous.
The whole thing's been canceled.
Nobody likes a Kiwi. Is it so bad to be a square?
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the bonus show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. That's wonderful. That was a little loud at the end there. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Legacy Box. Legacy Box is simply the best way to preserve your past. Just send your Legacy Box in, filled with old home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVD. It's like magic. If you're like most, there's one box that you'd run back into your burning house to grab that's got all your stuff in that, all your memories.
Yeah.
It's the box filled with videotapes, film reels and photos, those sentimental, meaningful, irreplaceable moments. You can save these from ever being destroyed by floods or fires at Legacy Box. That's one of the other benefits of Legacy Box. Each item is hand digitized by a team of over 200 trained technicians right here in the USA. Their exclusive barcoded online tracking system provides up to 12 emailed updates along the way. They let you know where your treasured stuff is. Each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments. Legacy Box has been the industry leader in professionally digitized family memories for over a decade. It's remarkable. Legacy Box is giving our listeners early access to their Black Friday sale. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to unlock an exclusive discount for the Black Friday sale. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Not TMOS, like I said before.
It's fine.
That's it. Are you ready for the thing to be opened?
Let's open it and see
what's
in there.
Hi, ay, ay.
Yeesh.
You might not know, but go ahead, play it.
This is Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, he's alive.
Still very much alive.
Yes, and dancing. Yeah. Dancing. Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to now, if I may, do a demonstration of exactly what it's been like behind the scenes down here in Florida today.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm not talking about anything in my kitchen. I'm talking about right here. It's been crazy. Go ahead, Rob.
All right,
I'm
Mike.
Sorry.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I am pumped.
I am too. I was a big Ghostbusters fan. I remember the summer it came out. A lot of my friends were arguing, what's better, Ghostbusters or Karate Kid? Well, I think history shows Ghostbusters was a better movie. Mm-hmm. And it opens a week from Friday, and it has Dan Aykroyd, and it has Bill Murray. And here's a taste of the trailer, and yes, it did please me greatly.
I remember Revelations. And I looked as he opened the sixth seal.
Oh my God. What is happening here?
Her grandfather was a Ghostbuster. Something was coming and he knew it.
I think we opened the gates of hell.
Hey, have you missed us?
So, I'm into it. I think it's great. And
well, I think it's going to be a movie that my son gets his vaccination today. His first.
Awesome.
And I think 20 days later, he gets his second one. And I think then things are going to change for him a little bit. I'm looking forward to getting him out and about. Awesome. I really am.
Now, speaking of Bill Murray, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that he's in the new Ant-Man movie that they're making for Marvel. Not his first Marvel project, it turns out. Ooh. Go back to 1975. This is put into place how long ago this was. He did a radio drama. Do they even do those anymore? Bill Murray did a radio drama as the Human Torch. So here he is in 1975. Pick out the voice.
Let's observe another scene at Swanson's garage.
We got her purring like a lamb, Johnny boy.
Good, that's the way it should be. There's only one thing I like better than working on cars.
What's that? Hey, look. What's that in the sky?
That's my cue. Flame on.
Hey, Johnny. What?
So I think the effects have gotten a little better. That's on the motion picture, but
that's cool.
So Bill
though.
Murray did that in 1975. Yeah. It was 45 years ago. I thought that was kind of
I was 35.
And you were huddled around the radio listening to the dramas.
Yes, I was. My hair looked a lot better than it does.
Mike, Dateline Australia, don't give your kids sour candies, okay? I think they were called Warheads, the really ultra sour candies. This kid literally burned a hole in her tongue from eating sour candies. We're going to hear from the mom, the kid, and the doctor.
Mummy, my tongue is really sore and it really hurts.
It feels like skin was coming off.
I burst into tears because I was really worried. I was never seen this before. He did say that we were very lucky because the tongue is the fastest healing in the body.
Sour warhead lollies in particular can be very dangerous. They've got high levels of acid.
The lollies have a similar pH level to hydrochloric acid.
Products with this level of acid or pH can cause chemical burns to the cheeks, to the tongue. We do see a lot of trauma.
Lollies.
We see a lot of damage that can be done to teeth and to gums from sour lollies.
I just wanted to make it aware to parents that how dangerous these lollies actually are.
I think salt and vinegar potato chips also can cause damage to the entire your mouth, so be careful.
Don't eat the lollies. That's your cheeks will get completely banned. Lollies.
I like what he says. It's a bad pH.
pH. The pH in the lollies can cause the how to burn right through your mouth.
While we're talking accents, you've vacationed in Myrtle Beach, haven't you? Like for golf?
Yeah, I used to go there a lot. I loved Myrtle Beach. It was a lot of fun.
Well, imagine the guy named Keith McGreal. He lives in Ireland. And what did he find on the beach? A trash can from Myrtle Beach. It's
really something that had fallen into the ocean.
And gone all the way across.
Another accent, too. This is exciting. Yeah.
This is like a big message in a bottle. The fact that I'm talking to you now and I'm talking to people on social media about it, you know, it's opened up those channels of communication between two communities on either side of the world. Like, that for me is important.
Mike, it's like a big message in a bottle. It's a Myrtle Beach trash can.
Perhaps we'll vacuum seal the top of the trash can and then we'll send it back to Myrtle Beach and say, keep your stupid southern crap to your own beaches.
He knew it was from Myrtle Beach because it was filled with fireworks and syringes.
You know what time he picked it up?
What?
3:30 in the afternoon. Thank you very much.
What was the pH of the ocean?
33?
Mike, this is pretty funny. This was viral yesterday, bouncing around social media. Obviously, a 12-month-old toddler cannot have a conversation, but the timing was definitely there.
What did you do today? How was Cocomelon?
Oh.
Did you go in the car today? Who did you hang out with today, mom or dad?
I love that. I would do
it
that.
It started better than it ended.
Yeah, well, you know.
Right, it started. If it had kept on going like that, it wouldn't have been better, but the kid's like completely distracted.
Well, the mom's a bitch on wheels, so forget about it.
What? That's
How
terrible.
Dare you?
Canadians, Mike. Canadians.
Come on.
Canadians, huh? How about this? They were trying to steal something, and they passed out. And do you know why? Very Canadian of them. They were stealing a furnace. And when they unhooked it, the gas line became unseated and they passed out. Hail, hail, Canada.
The first two arriving officers peer in
and they observe two individuals that appear to be unconscious laying within the residence without any consideration for their own safety, as there is a lot of gas emanating. They rush in and they drag the two people out of the residence. The two individuals are subsequently brought back to consciousness, I guess, with some air and some time. I don't think we've ever heard of a furnace trying to be stolen. I don't know if they wanted to take it for another location. I'm not sure what the goal was, but nevertheless, in their efforts to remove it, the gas pipe was broken.
Hey, I'm feeling lightheaded, eh?
Hey, I don't understand what's going over there. You gonna have a cigarette? You want to? Let's say they look like they might be dying. Eh? We might want to drag them out. Drag them out. Drag them out on the back porch.
We'll drag them out. Okay. We'll drag them out. Yeah, but you know,
we'll drag them out first. I want to have a smoke first, though.
That's your digital dumpster.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you. Got to get out of here. Very good. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to go back into the kitchen and see what's happening in Happy Land.
You know what you have to do is gauge the situation.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Get hard for your money back.
I'll send you that one, Rob, because that didn't work either. Okay. But here's the good one.
You look at the miserable globalist. You look at people like Bill Gates. And you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. They are miserable slaves of Satan. And we pray for them and hope that the Holy Spirit can still touch their soul.
Yeah, you're normal.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.